just got them, yes, got them for pets, and then they just, why, they're just running wild out there somewhere. So I heard. I dislike very much when someone tames a coyote or a fox and then perhaps turns them loose.
No.
I don't think that's right. I think that they really should be done away with when you catch them.
Yeah, we got government trappers who do nothing but that.
I sure like from the, they, I quit raising turkeys on account they just got more turkeys than I could sell. They get about half of them.
I guess they are very destructive. How much comes? Do they give you trouble?
Well, they, when I used to raise lots of chickens, they did, but now I just have a few chickens, and I've let my skunks go because I think they're really profitable. They dig out the grubs in the yard. I've seen them out here in the yard in the evening digging for grubs.
Huh.
And then also they kill little rats and mice and things and live on them. And so I haven't allowed the dog to kill any this year.
How about your cat?
My cat.
Huh. Did she take care of the rats and the mice?
A lot. Oh, yeah. He brought in a big rat the other day, and he took it to the basement, ate a little of it, and left it just there.
Oh, my goodness.
So I carried it off the road.
Say, have you had any more trouble with your chickens dying?
No.
From the heat?
I know. I just had two, and I've quit keeping them up. I've been letting them out so they could go where it's cooler.
Uh-huh.
They were eating my tomatoes so bad that I kept them up a few days. Used to raise so much garden and stuff, you know, when we had a big family.
What did you raise?
Oh, everything. We raised beans and peas and cabbage and lettuce and
head lettuce
turnips.
Or leaf lettuce?
Well, I usually get the head lettuce, but we wouldn't ever have it for me.
Uh-huh. What kind of beans did you raise? The long green ones?
Most all kinds of beans. The top crop now is the best bean, I think. It's the tender, the stringless.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no better tasting bean than the Kentucky Wonder.
That's one that's
kind of flat bean.
A long one?
Oh.
Did you ever raise those that have a bean about that big around, sort of yellow?
No. You mean butter bean?
Yeah.
Oh yes, we raised those.
Not
lately, but we used to raise those and turnips. We always had a turnip patch.
Uh-huh.
And it was very nice in the fall.
I like those when they're raw.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
eat
I do. Yes.
This butter bean, how did you prepare it? You pick it, and then what would you do?
Oh well, would you? Well, you could. Let them dry and have them in the winter if you wanted to, but in the summer, why get them when they're just about ripe to cook.
Uh-huh.
And I like them with seasoned with butter.
You just pick them and then cut them up? Or?
No, just shell them.
Uh-huh.
Shell a butter bean.
But when you shell them, what do you do?
Just get them out of the shell them.
Do you do the same sort of thing with a Kentucky Wonder?
No, you break those or cut them with a knife.
Uh-huh.
They used to be a few strings on them, string them, you know.
Uh-huh.
Cut them out.
What do you call those long green beans? Well, just that kind as opposed to the butter bean. Snap bean or
snap
bean?
Yeah, snap
bean.
String bean or snap bean.
What did you call them as a girl?
Same thing.
Well, I was asking you about your dog. What would you tell him if you wanted him to chase a dog out of it?
You say stick him.